pozivati ko je za jedinstvo naroda. Poslanicima opozicije se inače mora priznati da razliku od ksenofoba socijalista realnije sagledavaju ulogu međunarodne zajednice u raspetu jugokrize. Na kraju su se svi poslanici posvađali zbog toga treba li dinastiji Karađorđevića vratiti državljanstvo i imovinu.
Hrvatski radio, studio Zagreb, završena je kronika dana. Tonska realizacija Dražen Jančić, spikeri Ljubo Jelčić i Maja Crnobori Tretinjak. Uredio i vodio Nenad Stazić.
This is Croatian Radio Zagreb. Vukovar is Slavonian town. It used to be nice and peaceful place. Today it's a symbol of Croatian fight for freedom. It's often called Croatian Stalingrad. Siniša Blazanović was born in Vukovar. This is where he lives. But he came to Zagreb a few days ago to be able to continue his studies. He explained to our reporter Snježana Veselica how he left his hometown.
I came out of Vukovar across the cattle fields. The guys from Garda took me with them to Bojrovska Slatina. There I took a bus. People who went from Vukovar had to go under the rain of shrubs.
And what was the life like in Vukovar in the last days of your stay there?
Vukovar is a small town with 50 to 60,000 inhabitants. It's situated on two rivers, the Danube and the Vuka. There are many cultural monuments there. I should mention the world-known archaeological site Vučedol and the castle of the Count Elf. Vučedol is now in the hands of the army and terrorists, and the castle is completely destroyed. The church and the secondary school are destroyed too.
How did Vukovar endure all these attacks for such a long time?
Yes, Vukovar is a hero town. It's due to the good organization in the town, which were on each half 100 or 150 meters. There are small armed groups of defenders.
Were you one of the defenders of Vukovar?
The part of town where I live wasn't attacked properly, so I wasn't in the real battle. I wasn't at the front. People from the guard went there. In the town, the groups of people are situated at important points, and they fight with hand mortars. What is important is the moral and bravery of these people.
And do the shops work in Vukovar?
Nothing works. People from Garba bring bread and wheel to some points of at town. Someone from shelters comes and takes it down.
And what about electricity and water supply?
There is no electricity, no water, no telephone connection. People live at the verge of pure existence. There is great danger of epidemics because there are a lot of dead bodies in these parts.
Can the wounded be transported to hospital?
Yes, only a few doctors stay at Vukovar Hospital. At the beginning, the wounded were transported to Osijek while it was possible. When the real attack starts, it become impossible. And then the hospital was destroyed.
The wounded had to be taken to the cellars, and that is where these few doctors still work today, said Siniša Blazanović about the situation in his hometown, Vukovar. And before we say goodbye to you, here's Mr. Irek sitting next to me. Anton Irek wants to greet you all from Zagreb studio, since tomorrow he's leaving for United States.
So I'm leaving, and I will be in Washington, D.C. pretty soon, where I will continue with my hunger strike. I will not start eating yet, and before I forget, I would like to ask all of my good friends in the United States and Canada, first of all, to forgive me for not being able to answer any of their mail, and to forgive me, I can't even read everything that I'm getting, but I promise to you I will read as soon as I find a little time, but this is what I am reading. I thank you for your concern, but unfortunately I cannot stop with my hunger strike till President Bush signs the paper. This was my decision in the beginning, and I must stick to it. So from now on, please, please do not ask me to stop, but rather think which way can you help so that President Bush recognizes the sovereignty of Croatia as soon as possible, because I will not stop with the hunger strike till he does.
And if anybody wants to contact you from now on, where would that be?
The new place that I can be contacted at would be Office of the Republic of Croatia, 236 Massachusetts Avenue, Washington, D.C., 20002. And the telephone number is 203-543-5608. That is the Office of the Republic of Croatia. And in case you did not have time to write it down, just remember Office of the Republic of Croatia, call the information in Washington, D.C., and they will give you the telephone number.
But in case you do prefer to have the same number, I should repeat that, it's 202-543-5608. 202-543-5608. So this was the message from Anton Iric and his goodbye from Zagreb, Croatia. And this is all from us today. We shall be back tomorrow, same time, same frequencies. Till then, it's goodbye from Zvonko Vajdić and Nada Radošević.
Stop the world in the name of love. Stop the world in the name of God. Stop the world in the name of children. Stop the world in Croatia. That's the world in the name of love. That's the world in the name of God. That's the world in the name of children. That's the world in Croatia. We won't we won't take the rest yet, be
Hrvatskoga radija Zagreb, koju emitiramo svakoga dana na kratkome valu. Radnim danom na 41. metru, odnosno na 7315 kHz, a subotom i nedjeljom i na 31. metru, odnosno 9495 kHz. Do slušanja sutra.
You've been listening to Croatian Radio Zagreb, a program of news and current affairs broadcast on the short wave. We're on the air every day on 41 meters, 7,315 kilohertz, and on Saturday and Sunday also on 31 meters, 9,495 kilohertz. So goodbye until tomorrow.
Of Lassie Broadcasting Corporation. WHRI broadcasts from Noblesville, Indiana, in the United States of America.